MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 28, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. Push for another minimum wage hike. State Auditor works on ballot initiative.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll be checking out some North Shore football. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you. Hazy sunshine, low 60s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:47 a.m. and 11:09 p.m. Another push is on to raise the state's minimum wage. Gloucester Times State House reporter Christian Wade reports that lawmakers are being urged to raise the minimum wage to $20 per hour. Backers of the increase say that the current $15 per hour still has workers struggling to make ends meet. State Auditor Diana DeZoglio continues her efforts to audit the legislature to make sure taxpayers' money is accounted for. In an effort outside of her auditor's office, she's working to get a ballot initiative to the voters to make government more transparent.
We can't do what we do without you, so I just want to say I'm so grateful to those of you who are willing to step up to the plate, especially over the course of the next 8 or 9 weeks here, as we do pursue going back to this ballot initiative to increase transparency and accountability on Beacon Hill by making sure that we can get this issue on the ballot. We need 75,000 signatures. Please go to dianaforma.com, click on the ballot button, and sign up to help us collect signatures in your local city or town. I know that we're talking to a lot of folks from Peabody here. But if you happen to be listening, you're from out of town, we can send it to you. As long as you're a registered voter in Massachusetts, you can help get involved here. And also, please, if you can make a small contribution or a contribution of any size, click on that button as well. And you can also make a donation to the Committee for a Transparent Democracy.
That's State Auditor Diana DeZoglio. Approximately 40 protesters gathered off Lynn Shore Drive yesterday to protest the ongoing pollution at Kings Beach. The Daily Item reports protesters from Lynn and Swampscott, representing the organization Save Kings Beach, want more people to be aware of the long-standing water quality issues. Swampscott may soon be considering a ban on single-use plastic and styrofoam containers. The Daily Item reports today the town's Solid Waste Advisory Committee is drafting a regulatory proposal for restaurants and other businesses that prepare food and beverages to ban those types of containers. Debate is continuing on what to do with the former Brown School. The topic came up at a city council meeting this week. The Daily News is reporting that some are hoping to keep the current gym intact during any repurposing of the building. The General Government Subcommittee will be meeting Monday at 6 p.m. at City Hall to discuss the project. And Manchester-by-the-Sea librarian Sarah Collins will be stepping down after 35 years on the job. The Gloucester Times reports that Collins has served as the library director for the past 7 years. Her last day will be tomorrow, and there will be a reception for her from 2 to 4 on Friday with a ceremony at 3. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox lost to the Rays last night 5-0, the last home game of the year. Here is our baseball insider, Andy Carboni.
As you said, the final home game of the season. Sox shut out by the Rays 5-0. Red Sox batters struck out 16 times in this game. Tonight, the Sox begin the final series of the season. They're on the road against the Orioles. First pitch, 6:35. Chris Sale makes his last appearance of the season on the mound. Sox are now 76-82, and they've officially clinched last place once again in the AL East.
Thanks, Andy. The Patriots-Knicks game is Sunday at Dallas against the Cowboys. Kickoff at 4:25. This is Patriots quarterback Mac Jones.
And that's the important part. It's week three going into week four, so we're ready for the Cowboys, just trying to lock in on them and focus on what we can control.
In high school soccer yesterday, the Peabody and Beverly boys tied at 2. The Peabody girls edged Beverly 2-1. In field hockey, Hamilton Wenham topped Triton 1-0. Peabody edged Revere 3-2. High school football this weekend, Gloucester 3-0 on the season, plays at Salem, also 3-0 on the season. Fisherman coach Dan O'Connor in his fifth year on his kicker and captain, Cameron Whitfelt.
Yeah, you know, Whit's one of the better kickers we've seen come through here for a while. He came in as a freshman and started kicking for us right away, putting in PATs and things like that, kickoffs. He's a former soccer player. You know, that COVID season in 2020, he actually played he lettered in four different sports. Right? He played soccer in the fall when they got to play, and played basketball, played football with us, and played tennis. So he's a really, really good athlete. But you're right, like the long snapping, whether it's Gucciardi on punt or Jaden Toppin in the PATs, and this year Joey Allen's been holding for PATs. You know, points are important, and for us to get into a comfortable range where we're not going to take empty trips of an offensive possession and feel confident in getting some points on the board, we're going to take those chances. That's evident. Mm-hmm. You know, on Friday, offense wasn't doing a whole lot, but you know, we got down and Witt tried the 42-yard field goal, was just a little bit short on that. You know, PATs and field goals, we feel confident with Witt kicking.
Gloucester's defense has been outstanding so far this season.
They've been playing really well. They've been prepared really well and preparing really well. They study, they watch film. You know, yesterday we came in here for our first day of the week, and they had already known a lot of what Salem was doing in lineup and formation-wise. You know, so they're taking it serious, and they're owning that as players and as coaches. It's easier and fun to coach when those kids are putting in the effort ahead of time without being asked. Definite shout out and credit goes to our coaches on the defensive side. You know, Brian Anderson, who calls our defense, is one of the better ones that we've seen down here in Gloucester for a while. You know, has these kids prepared, ready to go. And the kids are flying around. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing. We have a lot of kids that have played a lot of football, and so they're experienced. And the best part for us as a coaching staff is to see almost 11 halves on a tackle at any given time.
Gloucester football coach Dan O'Connor. Amesbury plays at Ipswich this week. Amesbury is a run team with a capital R. Amesbury coach Colin McQueen.
Yeah, I mean, people say that, like, people who spread it out and throw the ball, it's more exciting to watch. And, you know, we even had a guy last week on the live stream commenting on how boring our game was.
Oh, God, really?
Jeez. But, you know, and I think those are just uninformed fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't know what you're looking at, if you watch a team that throws the ball only, I mean, we only threw it once on Friday night. We called three pass plays, but twice Justin Duvey, he's a great decision maker. He was able to tuck the ball and make big plays on his feet. And that's just the read. That's the way the read shook out. And he's a good football player with a great mind. And but to some people who are the uninformed viewer, you know, you watch that and be like, well, this is boring. They keep calling the same play again and again and again, but it's not really the same play. And there are intricacies to what we do and how we block things, and adjustments that are being made by our players on the field, you know, in real time that I think people who don't know what they're looking at can't really understand, and that's what allows us to be successful. And then the other thing is, I mean, if you look at statistics and what the points we put up, you know, we scored 40 against a very good North Reading team, and we scored 32 in each of the following games. We put points on the board. We've been a team that week in, week out is putting up around 35 a game, and that generally gives you a fighting chance if you can play any semblance of defense. And when we play good defense, we're really in control of games. So, you know, I think it's the offense is doing what it should do, and that's move the ball, get first downs, and then ultimately finish drives and convert. We're still at 100% on you know, knock on wood, on two-point conversions through 13 touchdowns in mm-hmm. 3 weeks. So that's been pretty good.
Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Thursday, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
Grand Army of the Republic Museum and the Lynn Museum present Defending Democracy, a free forum, Wednesday, October 4th, 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall Auditorium. Join MA Secretary of Education Dr. Patrick Tutwiler and social justice groups at this forum on threats to civil liberties, assaults on voting rights, and African-American history and book banning. Witness actors portraying Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. That's Defending Democracy, Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Lynn City Hall Auditorium.